Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bonjour music enthusiasts, welcome to French Pod's extra show.
Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bonjour Christella.
Bonjour Erika.
Today we're going to come back to the present.
Yes, and have a modern song.
By someone named De Palmas.
Gérard De Palmas.
He's kind of pop, folky, rocky type of music.
Yeah, he is, and he really likes to play with words. So his lyrics are pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's like a poet. and he's written a lot of famous songs. This is only just one of them.
Yeah.
The linguistic thing you'll probably be able to take away from the song today is the diphthong oi.
Oi.
Which I've always found to be one of the tougher sounds. It's going to come up in a lot of words, so it'll help you
practice. So
that's just one of many things you're going to take away from this tune, right? So can you make that sound?
Oi.
Oi. Now, what's the title of the song?
Tomber. That means to fall.
Okay, and then we'll also hear laisser tomber in the song, right? And that means let fall.
Yeah.
In other words, to drop. And then tomber is just a fall. So it's kind of like a double sense, right?
Yep.
Now, we're going to hear the first line. What's one of the words that's going to come up in that line?
The word seuil.
Seuil. So we already have one of those oi sounds.
Oi.
And what is a seuil?
It's a threshold, doorstep.
Threshold, the doorstep. Here it is.
Yeah, so here you just said, à la porte, côté seuil.
Okay, so à la porte, at the door.
Côté seuil literally means side doorstep.
Okay.
But really it's on the doorstep side.
And that doesn't really mean anything in spoken French, does it?
No, not really.
It's kind of poetic.
Yeah, it is. But we, like, from what we're going to hear afterwards, we know that he's not on the good side.
On the outside of the seuil. And we hear the next three lines. What's one of the words he's going to say?
Feuille.
Feuille. Okay, another one was oi things.
Yeah.
And what are feuille?
Feuille, leaves.
Okay. Et toutes ces feuilles qui sont mortes, toutes ces pelles que je ramasse. Ça me rappelle à ma place. Now, we get the impression that he just kind of described what's going on while he's standing out there, côté seuil, right?
Yeah, he says, toutes ces feuilles qui sont mortes.
So there's all these leaves that are dead.
Toutes ces pelles que je ramasse.
All right, now, first we have pelle, which can mean shovel. But there's an expression, right?
Ramasser à la pelle.
Okay, so to sort of pick up with a shovel. But here he says, all the shovels that I pick up.
It's kind of a play on words.
Later, he gives a picture of sort of a funeral setting. So maybe he's talking about all the shovels to create all these graves that are coming from this situation of this relationship he's in, right?
Maybe.
But what is all this stuff, les feuilles,
les pelles,
what does all that do?
Ça me rappelle à ma place.
Okay. It reminds me of where I stand.
Where I stand.
It reminds me of my place.
Usually we say, ça me remet à ma place.
Okay.
To say, it reminds me where I stand.
Uh-huh.
But here he uses rappeler, ça me rappelle à ma place, because he wanted to rhyme really, with pelle.
Okay. So it's rhyming technique. Now we're going to hear the main sort of chorus of the song. What's one thing we're going to hear in it?
10 heures.
10 hours. And you're going to hear it quite a bit. What he's going to do is describe what went on
for 10 hours
on the côté seuil. 10 heures, tu m'as laissé tout seul du mauvais côté. 10 heures, j'ai pas la clé, tomber.
10 heures, tu m'as laissé tout seul du mauvais côté.
So 10 hours, you left me all alone on the bad side.
Yeah.
Are they talking here the bad side of the seuil?
Of the seuil, yeah.
Okay.
10 heures, j'ai pas la clé, tomber. Tombé.
So 10 hours.
I don't have the key. Tombé.
Fallen.
Yeah.
What is the fallen referring to?
It's referring to la clé. So he dropped the key so he doesn't have it and has to wait for her.
For Diza.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
The poor guy.
But that's not all that went on during those 10 hours. Let's hear the rest of it.
Tombé.
tomber.
Sonari says, 10 heures, même en été, la pluie ne m'a pas lâché.
So 10 heures, even in summer, the rain ne m'a pas lâché. So lâcher.
Lâcher, it's to let go of.
It also means to let up.
Yeah, to let up here, it's pretty formal.
So like the rain didn't let up, but would you say this about la pluie?
No, I would say it about someone.
Okay.
Like someone ne m'a pas lâché. Like he really didn't let up, he was insisting a lot.
Okay. Like a pushy salesman or something.
Yeah.
You could say, that pushy salesman
ne m'a pas lâché.
So one more part, 10 heures what?
Tu m'as laissé tomber.
Okay, now here the tomber goes with the laisser.
Yeah, and he means you...
dropped me.
Yeah, you dropped me, you ditched me.
He ditched me, he à la côté serait 10 heures, tu m'as laissé tomber.
Tomber.
And maybe in general, he dumped him.
Yeah.
Now the next part, we go back to what's going on à la porte. Côté seuil. There's another œil coming.
Deuil.
All right, now that means mourning or grief.
Le deuil.
À la porte, côté seuil. Et tous ces deuils que l'on transporte. Toutes ces fleurs, toutes ces couronnes. Je n'ai plus peur de personne, non.
So here again, he's à la porte, côté seuil. And he says, tous ces deuils que l'on transporte.
Now, the deuil implies the grief after a death or something.
Yeah, en deuil.
Then you're in mourning, probably wearing black. But then we have transporter, to transport. Here, does it mean actually like physically transport?
Yeah, not really. It means like to carry. He's carrying grief, le deuil.
Inside.
And then, toutes ces fleurs, toutes ces couronnes.
All these flowers and all these crowns. But a
couronne de fleurs
is a wreath,
yeah,
which we would see at a funeral.
Mm.
So all these flowers, all these crowns, really all these parts of the funeral wreath.
Yeah.
And as a result of all of these dizzers and funereal images, what's his final analysis?
Je n'ai plus peur de personne.
I'm not scared of anyone anymore. Je n'ai plus peur. I have no more fear to personne, of anybody. Now, we only really have one more part that has new words, because after here he sings a little chorus again about the 10 hours he's going on and on, because you know, he's mad. So he's going to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
But then this last part, I like this one.
With your favorite French words.
Yeah.
Camion ben.
Which means dump truck. Well, can you say it again?
Camion ben.
All right.
Et si tu passes par là, dans ton camion ben, ne me ramasse pas, c'est plus la peine.
Okay, now he gives her some instructions. Now listen.
Et si tu passes par là?
If you pass by over here,
dans ton camion ben,
in your dump truck,
ne me ramasse pas.
Now, ramasser, we had before. That's also the verb you use when you're talking about picking up garbage. Ramasser.
Mm.
So, ne me ramasse pas.
Yeah, don't pick me up.
Why?
Because c'est plus la peine.
Okay, that's a real common French expression, huh?
Yeah, it is.
It's no longer necessary. There's no point.
Yeah.
C'est plus la peine. There's no more reason. Because after 10 heures, I've
tu
had
m'as
it.
Yeah.
We're done.
C'est plus la peine.
Uh-huh.
It's also good because he means... si tu passes par là dans ton camion ben, then you treat me as garbage.
Right.
Yeah, but I've had it.
And that's pretty much it of any new words. As we exit the podcast, what we're going to hear is his final analysis, which he's already said before.
Je n'ai plus peur de personne.
I'm not scared of anyone anymore after this. Because after these 10 hours. Now, make sure you come to the website.
Frenchpod.com. We're going to have a new song for you next week.
You can also come to, we have a discussion board for the lesson where you can talk about the song if you have any opinions or just want to talk about the poetry. Or,
yeah, or about the Palmas.
Right. So, merci.
See you next week.
Au revoir.